You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, everyone. Good Friday. Welcome into the Dom Show. Boy, do we have a lot of great stuff today. Robert Cahaley, the pollster who predicted the Trump win. He's going to be with us at 12:30. That was a Trump win way back in 2016. The guy who owns Newsmax will be here. Talk about their election night coverage versus Fox. And other people may drop in as the show continues. By the way, Al Schmidt will be on the show on Monday. Want to start, though, jobs report. Pretty anemic today, just a couple of hours ago. Only 12,000 jobs plus. Now, you know, this is not the major contention with the Biden administration. The major contention is he wanted to be FDR, LBJ. He spent money crazily. When you print money, it devalues the money that you and I have in our pockets, 401ks, etc. Everybody knows that. That's what they did. They can't get out of it. But we'll see how this jobs report plays out. But the two big things out there that have my attention. One, the garbage comments by Joe Biden, and they have more sting than some comedian that nobody knows at Madison Square Garden, because this is something that might reach. I'm looking at a great column today. The voters that Trump has been going after. These young men who are dissatisfied. They listen to Joe Rogan. They're dissatisfied with the government, the country. But getting them to vote is a chore. Will this be the final spring being called garbage because they do support Trump, but will they get out there and vote? That's the question hanging out there. The other is Mark Cuban. Oh, man, the gift that keeps on giving. We got a lot of sound today of a lot of strong, intelligent women, and even his apology missed the mark. Are they going to continue with this guy? He was supposed to be talking about tariffs, and he ends up attacking voters. Wall Street Journal today puts it well. Democrats trash talk the voters. You know, the smart Democrats, Josh Shapiro, people like that, clever versus the others. They know you don't trash talk voters. They might be your voters someday. And it's just bad form, bad policy to be going after voters in the manner that they have. And by the way, speaking of Josh Shapiro, isn't this another indictment? I'm glad. You're glad probably, too, if you're a Trump supporter, of what happened here. But Josh Shapiro is out there in all the closing Harris ads, all those ads. And he is using his signature phrase, get blank done. Well, he says stuff. And then Harris gets stuff done. Why Josh Shapiro? Why not in there with Walls? Doesn't Walls get stuff done? You know this was a disastrous choice. Let's make them pay for it. Let's win Pennsylvania. Now, Josh Shapiro was also on that Fox special. I think he was there just before Rich Cioli was yesterday. And he is out on the street. It may have been taped, this part of it, with Brett Baer. And Brett Baer talked about what went on in Bucks County. The shame of this, the ridiculousness of this that we have covered extensively. And Josh Shapiro said, well, the issue was resolved. A legal eligible voter could be counted in the election. He rejected voter interference, election fraud. From J.D. Vance, he said, that's just more blank from Vance. Our system is run by Republican and Democratic clerks of elections in our 67 counties. It's overseen by my Secretary of the State, who's a Republican. Here we go again with this. I'll have Al Schmidt on Monday, as I said. Shapiro continued, I think everybody needs to take a deep breath and understand this is our these are our fellow Pennsylvanians who are running these elections, and we will again have a free and fair, safe and secure election. Well, Josh, why did you convene Homeland Security, police, military and everybody else? Why did you did that about 6 months ago? Remember we talked about that extensively? And now all of a sudden everything is fine. Everything's not fine with what happened in Bucks County. Those people were treated miserably. They were treated illegally. They were treated unconstitutionally. And we want to know from Al Schmidt and others, what are they going to do to prevent it from happening in the future? Because we're probably going to have this system for a while. By the way, don't forget, this nugget came up in conversations with Josh Shapiro, and that is that on election night at 12:01, that each state, each county across Pennsylvania has to go up on the internet, on their website, and tell us how many absentee and mail-in ballots they received by 12:01. Now, that will give us a sense of the universe that's still out there. We'll have to do some math, and we'll be doing it. We have big election night coverage. I know I'd be on around 8:15, 8:30 to about 11, and we'll be talking about, when we see that, what does that mean then? Remember what happened in 2020. I was on the air with Rich. Trump was ahead. They stopped counting the votes. Suddenly, when we come back, you know that. It looks bad. So this was the reform of the law. And I've asked Al Schmidt about it. And we'll try to get him on Monday, when he's on, at 12:30, to kind of reemphasize that. That's what I'll be looking for. So Josh Shapiro calls this nonsense. From J.D. Vance, the idea that what happened in Bucks, Delaware, and slightly maybe in Montgomery County, that was not shameful. Of course it was shameful. Of course it was ridiculous. Of course the judge said, cease and desist. This is illegal. You can't do this to voters. They have every right to do this. Hey, by the way, on the good news front, and I see the pictures of some of our listeners with me and Jim Worthington. Daily Caller, national website, has a lot of coverage of the event we did the other day at the McDonald's up there on Street Road. And you'll see a picture in the front. I'm there interviewing people. Nice coverage. We hope that guy does well. One of the remaining questions out there in the election, the Inquirer here on the Dom Giordano Show turns to their most esteemed, sober, I've had her on over the years, Trudy Rubin. Now, usually she does international affairs, Israel, Russia, Ukraine. She's their big gun. And she tackles the question. Well, she really doesn't even ask it. She just launches and says, Trump is a fascist, though many voters don't want to hear it. The MAGA leader wants to use the military to purify the country and arrest Democratic or Republican enemies within who criticize him. And she says, I'm avoiding the Hitler trap. I'm saying he's just your garden variety fascist. By the way, I'm not going to call anybody fascist, but is this the pristine Biden administration caught up in another scandal? AP now. This is the AP. Their sources say the White House altered the record of Biden's garbage remarks despite the stenographers' concerns. These are stenographers who are like, oh, I don't know, the National Archives. Remember that guy? Remember that stuff with Trump? And they're there through administrations. It's a civil service thing. You know what this is about. They tried to tell us, like Brendan Boyle, the guy from Northeast Philadelphia, the congressman. It was all about an apostrophe. We got to put that apostrophe in there. He was only talking about the comedian, making it singular. He wasn't saying all Trump supporters are garbage, just the comedian. It's all in the apostrophe. And the stenographer was having none of it, but they still went ahead and changed the official transcript. Now, on paper, technically, that is a violation who is it that the House is going to be investigating as soon as all this is over? And they ought to. Democrats do this and then get away with it all the time. It's clear. You can't alter that transcript. It's a matter of public record for obvious reasons. You going to put apostrophes in all over the place now? All right, one final note. I'll give you the side question coming up, too, on the election. This from an outfit, Americans for Fair Treatment. These numbers, even though I thought I knew a lot about this, are mind-boggling. Their numbers during the election cycles of the NEA and the AFT, the teachers' unions. The NEA, with over 2.8 million members, allocates a considerable portion of its resources toward political action. Now, the most recent numbers that are out, in 22-23 fiscal year, over $50 million was directed by political activists in the NEA. $50 million. The funding goes almost exclusively to left-wing candidates and organizations. So far, in the 2024 election cycle, ready for this? 98.96% of NEA's contributions have gone to Democrats, totaling $3,098,592. Republicans have received $32,599. That's kind of a rounding error, or 1.04% of the NEA's election spending. The AFT, remember Randy Weingarten? Remember how powerful she was in keeping those schools shut? Well, the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, is even worse. They have 1.7 million members. During the 2022-2023 fiscal year, they spent $46.9 million on political activities. Like the NEA, they gave primarily to left-wing causes and candidates. So far in the 2024 election cycle, listen to this number, 99.90% of their contributions have gone to Democrats, totaling $2,556,843. How much have the Republicans gotten? The Republicans received just $2,523, or 0.10% of their election funding. 99.9%. Somebody probably got fired. That Republicans got, what was it, $2,500 out of close to $47 million. It's amazing. We know where the battle is with them. We know what's going on. We saw it during COVID, and this is something that they wonder why people are antagonistic toward teachers' unions. By the way, Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, stay away from downtown Philadelphia. They already started the construction yesterday. Big tie-ups at the Art Museum. I don't know, the stage, it looks to be unbelievable. She's doing her final event Monday night, pre-election, at the Art Museum. Back to Philadelphia again. Now, you know what happened in 2016. I don't believe in jinxes, but just saying, might be something you look at. Bon Jovi, Springsteen, the Obamas, the Clintons, right there at Independence Hall in downtown Philadelphia. How much trash will they leave on the Art Museum? I'll be able to see it the next day. I'll document it for you. I'll show you the trash that's left behind. Don't you think you're pushing the envelope coming to Philadelphia? Pretty close to the site where Hillary Clinton had this big thing and everybody thought the whole world, she is a definite winner. Then she was dumped unceremoniously on election night. All right, we'll see how that plays out. By the way, too, I mentioned we're going to have great coverage on election night. Rich is going to be kind of a roving correspondent on this. We'll have Nick and Dawn. Then I'll be on around 8:15, 8:30 until about 11. And then we'll have Walter Sterling keeping you going until we get a little bit more. I don't think we're going to know certainly on that night, but I think it's going to be sooner rather than later this year. I'd put the over and under that we're going to know pretty well sometime by my show, the noon show, on Thursday. I don't know. We could be announcing it between noon until 3 that something has been called at that point. So you might want to book that one. All right, side question today. This is a funny business. I've done a lot of great things. The opportunities you get just by being bonded here at Talk Radio 1210 are enormous. So our buddy Robin Schaefer, the Whales guy at the shore, has these really successful millionaires, and one's a billionaire from Scandinavia, coming to Philadelphia apparently they're touring the country about the election somehow or another. And my job tomorrow on a rooftop near a swimming pool in downtown Philadelphia is to take questions and to tell them what this election means. I've already asked Laura Trump, and I'm going to ask you for some help in this. You can hit me with anything you want to say on Twitter at DomShow1210. But the side question today comes off that, and we've never done this before. So I want you to hit me what you associate. It could be a person, could be a thing, a trend, living or dead, real or fictional, with Scandinavia. Scandinavia defined as Finland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and I guess we throw Iceland in, which is hot right now as far as a hot place to go. I'm going to take off the board, of course, the Vikings. You got to take off the Vikings. This is one of the all-time things that I think of when I think of Scandinavia, all right? There could be a million other things. We'll get Dan, we'll get Henry's, but we're leaving some for you. Get your name into the hat. We'll pull a winner today at the end of the show. Something associated with Scandinavia. All right, your call's coming up at 855-839-1210. In a little bit, we'll talk with Robert Kahaly, the guy who predicted the 2016 election for President Trump when no one else did. We'll also talk my buddy J.D. Mullane, Bucks County Courier-Times, brilliant piece on Levittown, which are all these moderate Democrats. Now, a lot of them are voting for Donald Trump. How many? What's the change out there in Bucks County? We'll see. And Dave McCormick, who's making a big push here at the end, we're right there, could go either way, with Bob Casey Jr. He'll be here at 2 o'clock today, and we'll break down the final event. He's having a big event over at the NAC in Bucks County with Jim Worthington on Saturday. We'll give you all the details. 855-839-1210. Grab a line, hit me too, the end of your call. Something associated with Scandinavia. And can you imagine bringing Josh Shapiro out to do the final campaign? He's in all the ads, and you didn't choose him. This party is hateful. He couldn't be chosen, and she was afraid he'd upstage her too. But Josh Shapiro is not a moderate Democrat. Just remember that as we go forward. I think you already sense that and know that. And his defense of what went on in Bucks County on Fox News, even for Shapiro, is amazing. Big show today. Thank you for listening. Get on board here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Hope you have a chance to see Inside Story, 11:30 on Sunday, my monthly visit there. Election coverage, pretty good stuff today with Bob Brady, etc. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You got the side question on Scandinavia. Tomorrow, speaking to these people, thanks to our buddy Robert. What's the first thing that comes to mind, your association, real or fictional, alive or dead? Finland, Iceland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway. I took Vikings off. We'll get Dan's and Henry's a little bit later on. But I want to play you, Henry. Here is Josh Shapiro yesterday to the point I just made. Shapiro on with Bret Baier. And Bret Baier pushes back a little bit on this whole issue of what happened out there in Bucks County, and it's dismissed. You know, you can't do this with Josh Shapiro. Henry, I don't see the cut here. I may not be looking at it right here. Do we have that? from Fox yesterday?
Yeah, sorry, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Also, the story that's still raging today is Mark Cuban. The garbage thing is still in play, but the Mark Cuban stuff, his apology did not do a whole lot to move away from that. So that's going on, all right? So here is Brett Baer yesterday with Josh Shapiro.
Hold on. The Josh Shapiro cut I has him calling J.D. Vance's comment.
Yeah, that's right, on right, J.D. Right. Vance, yes.
There is a concern about, just the other day, some lines that were shut down by, it looked like, Democratic operatives who stopped a line in Bucks County. They went to court. What's happening with that?
The issue was resolved, so a legal eligible voter could be counted in this election. Actually, I was pleased to see the Trump campaign acknowledge the work that myself and Secretary Schmidt are doing here in Pennsylvania.
The concern was that there was specifically being cut off. J.D. Vance put on X, this is illegal, at Josh Shapiro should do something about these operatives in his own party depriving people of the right to vote. If he doesn't, it's complicit in voter fraud.
Yeah, that's just more bullshit from J.D. Vance. Remember, Brett, our system is run by Republican and Democratic clerks of elections in our 67 counties. It's overseen by my Secretary of State, Brett, who is a Republican.
Oh, my God.
I think everybody needs to take a deep breath and understand that it is our fellow Pennsylvanians who are running these elections, and we will again have a free and fair, safe and secure election.
This guy is insufferable, is he not? So, yeah, Al Schmidt is a Republican. He'll be on the show 12:30 on Monday. We'll be talking about, again, issues that are still cropped up. You can hit me with some more. Let's face it, Al Schmidt, you know, with all the antagonism back and forth with President Trump, come on. And again, I wish Brett Baer, he doesn't quite seem to be buttoned up there with detail to hold this guy's feet to the fire on what happened here in Bucks County. Now, here's the guy, Shapiro, as you know, that had that infamous conference with the Homeland Security, cops, FBI, everybody. Remember? Trying to chill people, tell them, you better watch out. We're not going to put up with any of your 2020 stuff this time around. And then we have these people out in Bucks County. As I told you yesterday, and I haven't seen it only in one place, the controller says they have about $2.9 million still in election funding or thereabouts, and they're not using it. They didn't use it. This was shameful, illegal, unconstitutional. Now, I did a show, an inside story, and everybody else that was on the panel agreed if you're voting there, then that's a polling place. Meaning, if you're in line before the deadline, 5 o'clock, that means you get to stay and vote. They have to accommodate that. That's what it's going to be on Tuesday. How many times do we have to go down this? So I don't know. Brett Baer left me a little bit unsatisfied there as far as attention to detail in getting at this whole issue of holding him to exactly what happened in Bucks County. Going back again on that. And Shapiro doesn't mind the profanities, of course. You know, he's just going to say that wherever he wants. He's Josh Shapiro. All right. As I said, the comments of Mark Cuban are still flying today. I think they'll go through another news cycle. The garbage columns are still comments are still out there. We're going to see more of that. I'm looking at the big signs nationally. When you see how bad Biden is polling, when you see the level of lack of favorability, when you see the country on the wrong track, these are all clear signs that President Trump has a momentum. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to see a landslide or anything crazy. You have people saying crazy stuff. This is going to be very close. But I think by Thursday at noon or so, we'll know. Let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Susan, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, good afternoon. I love your show.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, it's always entertaining, and I always learn something, so that's good. My answer for the side question is IKEA.
You know what? That is very – I didn't even think about that one. That's right.
So yeah, you would have taken it off the board.
Yes. We'll put that in the Swedish column, right? Yeah.
Okay, so my brother, I already voted early. My brother came to Chester Springs. I mean, we're a tiny community, to our library. He was in line for over 2 hours. They told him at the door, oh, it's going to be another 2.5 at least. So he's a poll, yeah. So he's a poll watcher, and he's going to vote before he does his job on Tuesday. But there's no excuse for this. This is a little tiny community in Chester County, which, by the way, is looking pretty darn blue in my community. All these wealthy people with these huge signs, and hate doesn't make us great. And, oh, God, it just it makes
no, there is no excuse. Look, they have the money. Now, Susan, we got Al Schmidt again coming on Monday. Third time may be the charm. He said the right things here, but he hasn't flexed his power to stop these people. I'm going to ask him, you went to all 67 counties. He did his due diligence. What did you see, Al, when you were there, or did it surprise you? If he had asked me, I would have told him it's going to be overwhelming because our listeners want to get ahead by doing mail-in, but they don't trust the system, so they want to do it right there.
Right. That's what I did. But I'll tell you, it really does have to be too big to rig this time.
Absolutely. Susan,
thank you.
Great
thank
start.
You.
IKEA is a great, be thinking of pastry. I don't want to take it off yet. I don't want to take off the pastry one, but think of pastry is a good one, I think, for our look. Henry, do you have one? Do you have something Scandinavian?
Oh, I got a few. I mean,
okay, go ahead.
Where to start? So, first, I will take off the board an acquired taste. It's called Surströmming.
Okay.
You ever heard of it?
No.
Surströmming is a lightly salted fermented Baltic sea herring.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful, but they like it there, apparently. Another one I'll take off is Flyers goalie Sam Ersson. Turned in another fantastic performance last night. Swedish guy.
Okay.
He looks awesome. And then I'll take the movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Takes place entirely in Sweden, both the original and the American remake.
All right. I don't know that anybody else is going to go with those, but...
Exactly. That's why I took them.
Good. All right. Well, you take them off the board if you think they're too big to fail, but that's okay. IKEA is a great one out of the box. All right. So I can give you... I'm not going to give any more polling data. We're going to say that Robert Cahaly is sick, but he is the big guy. He's going to be on a Monday. Give us that final snapshot here. He's the guy that called it in 2016. What does it look like in Pennsylvania? And what does it look like in the battlegrounds? And there's nothing here that indicates a landslide by anybody. There's, you could argue, good news in the early voting. We told you it's more women than men. But I'm waiting from Guy Shiraki to get some number crunching on that. We gave you some yesterday that looks good for Trump. That Trump supporters have decided to vote early, meaning mail-in ballot, either in place or through the mail, in numbers that dwarf what they did in 2020. And the question is this, are Democrats really going to show up? Now, I just did a show with Bob Brady, who is the big guy in Philadelphia, and I could tell Bob was sweating, Dan, a lot on Inside Story today because of that. I didn't wear a lobster bit.
You didn't wear it?
No, I should have.
Oh, come on.
He seems to have forgotten about the bet, so I didn't rub it in, but I haven't. Might be on a Monday. He bet 500,000 vote margin. I think, you know, I could tell he got misty eyed because Joe Biden's coming to town today at 3:30, and he's a Biden guy, that type of Democrat. He's not Harris. It's Kamala Harris, the big jinx here.
Did he actually cry for Joe Biden?
I get it. He's sentimental about Biden. It's the old time Democrat. You know, Biden's more that Democrat than a progressive. He's doing all that, you know, because that's what you got to do now. But doing her final event at the Art Museum. Remember Hillary, the ghost of 2016. Here we go. And I'll tell you, the end of the week here, the frustration I have, we have been on top of everything. Thanks to listeners. Thanks to Dan and Henry and the great guest. But I can't get inside the voter registration fraud anymore. You know, I can't penetrate what's happening in Lancaster, Monroe County, Berks, a bunch of other places. And it's going to be fascinating today to see how late Bucks County is open to. Remember, if you get into those election offices, now I'm not sure, I'd say 4:30 is a better bet. The 5 o'clock is the one downtown. They have to let you vote by mail-in ballot. So get there. Get people there. Bank it. It's like a scoreboard. We don't want to hear on election night, man, it looks like we're going to have to win by 1.5 million votes, because I don't think that's going to happen on election day. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm coming to your call. IKEA is a good one to start with, though. Hey, the NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Finals. All that you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater. Place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER. It is Dom time. Welcome in. So President Trump on the campaign trail yesterday. Now, this is why the entertainment value of Trump is so strong, and it's not a cutting remark. Here's President Trump on physical fitness and on lifting weights. Here's what Trump said.
I remember York easy to remember because I used to lift weights for about a week. Then I realized I don't want to. I realized I don't like it, Mike. And York was the barbells and all that stuff. I think that's moved to China, along with a lot of other things. Maybe we'll bring it back. We're going to tariff the hell out of them. We'll bring it back.
All right. I remember that, York. I think it was this bald-headed guy. It was like Charles Atlas, one of those guys. That's the early weightlifting Trump for about a week. I got to see that, whether it was a week or not. And here are Fox and Friends diners this morning breaking out. You know, they had the weekend Fox and Friends guy at a diner chanting, "We are trash.
Stand up who are wearing the safety vest," because I was reading that at a bunch of Trump events over the last 2 days, people have been dressed just like that. For Halloween.
That's a great call. Hey, would you stand up if you're wearing a safety vest? If you're wearing a safety vest this morning. There you go.
There you go.
Orange.
All right. I can see him a mile off.
I know someone in South Carolina that sent me a picture of them dressed up yesterday, and it's the safety vest pushing the green, what we call a Herbie Kirby, the green and a Trump hat. And now we need to add a name tag that says, "Hello, my name is Barbie."
And by the way, they were chanting, "We are trash." That's the first time in America I've never heard a chant has ever. That would not be replicated at any other point. Another unprecedented moment in American election history.
Thank you, Will.
We are proud to be
all right, so what can happen over the weekend here? Right, anything can happen. Think about last weekend. This dope gets up, the comedian they hired. Then we had the garbage stuff. Then we had Mark Cuban, who's still out there on the trail. Now, I don't know if Mark Cuban has talked about this today. The jobs report says only 12,000 jobs. This is the lowest in quite a while, back to COVID, were created or people found a job, 12,000. That'll probably be revised down anymore. That's not the issue, though, really, with the economy. That's not it. It's a simple issue, no matter how many times the Biden-Harris people try to deflect from it. The issue is you spent trillions and trillions of dollars. You printed money. When you print money unnecessarily in the manner that they did, you devalue the money we have in our pockets and money going forward. You can't create magic money. That's what they did. It's baked in now. It's kind of related to their ban on energy or their curtailment of energy on top of it. When you put those two things together, you're going to get this baked in inflation. That's where we are. And it's going to take a completely different course of action to remove what's diminished the middle class. How many times do we have to say it? They don't want to hear it. But that's what Biden-Harris did. It's textbook. And this is why inflation's so serious. You know, all these parallels they make to Nazi Germany, that's what drove people in large measure toward almost civil war in Germany. When you get high inflation, it wrecks things. And I just am one. We have to say it to them. No, this is not America. You don't get to diminish Americans. They're shopping, etc. They should be able to afford a standard of living where they don't have to curtail their life in the manner that we've had to do it over the last X number of years. Isn't that the bottom line? Isn't that the thing? And when you mix in the border and all the money spent on people here illegally, those two things are volatile. By the way, check out my column today, Delaware Valley Journal, or on Twitter at DomShow1210. I wrote about the sleeper issue. I'm seeing it in all kind of ads with Bob Casey and at the congressional level. The sleeper issue is transgender, particularly males and female sports. Okay? The Trump people will have spent by the end about $38 million on that. I would have doubled that. People care about this. All right, you got the side question. Let's go to Paul in Westchester, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, good afternoon.
Hey, Don. Thanks so much for taking my call, long-time listener. You talked about inflation. What about you think when Trump and his Bible was made for a made in China cost $3 a make and he's charging $50 and $150 with ones that signed? That's inflation when you consider that.
All right, well, Paul, people don't have to buy the signs, but we do have to buy food, right? See, Paul, can you admit this is the big mistake of Biden that falls over to Harris? It's inflation. It's what has people the most angry.
Well, then, see, that come with time, though. That's just the same thing. It ain't nothing changed. That's just like when toilet paper, when it was under his watch. We couldn't even get toilet paper, something so simple as toilet paper.
Wait a minute. That's due to COVID shortages and things of that nature. That's due to COVID. I'm saying to you, do you think Americans are wrong to say they shouldn't pay as much as they're having to pay at the grocery store?
Well, we all know because of the price, that comes with inflation. That just would come with
Where did inflation come from?
It comes with the times.
No, it doesn't. Paul, wait a minute. Inflation is usually around 2% or so, and with Trump, it was a little under 2%. Yes, not 9.5% as it was with Biden. Paul, give me your answer. What says Scandinavia to you? What do you have?
Okay, but I got Scandinavian, but the Buck County thing, that was under Republican watch in a Republican county. So
Paul. Yes. The two commissioners are progressives. The two commissioners out there, the majority commissioners that run it, they're both Democrats.
Okay, and then also the thing about Biden and a comma, that's the same thing with I owe your host between something that's public record from allegedly and a comma.
You know, it's an apostrophe, but anyhow, Paul, what's your Scandinavian thing?
Regal little cough drops and those wooden clogs shoes that they make. I don't know the name of them.
But, all right, that's good. Ricola, yes, it's very good. All right, that's
Ricola.
A good
Ricola.
Yeah, exactly. Put that up there with IKEA. Boy, I'm impressed. So tomorrow I'm going to begin my talk to these billionaire millionaires from Scandinavia at a rooftop. You know, here's what my listeners said when we think of Scandinavia. Ricola, IKEA. I might throw technology and health in. I have to give them a few bones on that.
Got to ask them about surf-stromming. Yeah.
Yes.
Really eat that? Like,
yeah, just to get them. Well, I'm going to bring back a lot of Scandinavian knowledge back to the show on Monday. But, you know, you get these opportunities because of great listeners and because of people coming here. This is the place to go in Pennsylvania. All right. So 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. All right. Dr. Benz, this is a great time to take my word for it as we head into wintertime, change of seasons and all that. You're thinking about dentistry, dental care. It's been a while. You put it off. You don't like the dental situation you're in. Take a shot. Get that free evaluation. Get that evaluation with Dr. Benz. Let him take a look-see and tell you what kind of plan, where we're going to go with this. Maybe you have been a Dr. Benz patient. You've dropped off for some reason. Nobody's better with making people feel comfortable, getting over anxiety, and just giving you state-of-the-art world-class dentistry. So Dr. Benz does this for any age, but particularly, say you're over 50. You know, a lot of things he wants to head off at the pass. Maybe you've gotten bad dentistry in the past. Go to my dentist, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. It's 610-272-6949. That's how you can make that initial appointment. You will see, you can even ask them. I mean, just that 3D printer they use to make your teeth, just the technology that they have, and just the tips it'll give you to make life so much easier. Give them a call at 610-272-6949. All right, Dr. Gio Dano Show. At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk with Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, about their coverage versus Fox's, et cetera. All right? And why is Newsmax surging? I'm not sure how many listeners prefer Newsmax over Fox. That was happening for a while. All right, let me go to Matt in Brigantine, though. And Matt, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt, you're on.
Hey, Dom. Hey.
Go ahead,
Matt. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, just wanted to let you know and everybody know, my daughter's online to early vote in Levittown, PA, Bucks County. She's been online since 9:15 this morning.
Oh, boy.
She still has a way to go. You know, she thinks she probably still has another hour or more, maybe two. It looks like they only have two people working for the voting.
Yeah.
So people that did vote and came out said that they were online for 4 hours. I called Fitzpatrick, I called Board of Elections, called Republican Party, but Jim Worthington just showed up. The Trump campaign sending chairs for people. Their gyms and I think the Trump campaign are also sending food for people. Jim called Laura Trump, let her know. But yeah, they are. Some folks that were there yesterday said they turned all the lights out at 4:30, including the street lights. So it was completely pitch dark.
God, you know people, what this is, Matt? This has me more enraged. Yeah. We're contacting Jim. Mm-hmm. We'll have him on in the 1 o'clock hour. We have a guest, but then Jim. What they're doing is they're going to comply with the part of the court order that says if you're in there before 5 o'clock, they have to let you do this. But they're going to make it miserable because that's what these two are out there. Miserable.
Exactly. Exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, how people can, you know, the Democratic Party, you know, how you can be a part of this. Like, what are we doing? What are we, a third world country now? I mean, this is outrageous.
It is, and I'm glad Worthington's on there, Matt, because you said something about chairs and food, et cetera. Well, you know, we'll get him on, see what he needs, what he's doing, but you're taking the right course of action. And this is all going to come into play on Election Day, because anybody listening now that doesn't vote against this stuff, they ought to move out of the country, because it's only going to get worse.
You're exactly right. And I think they're also doing this to make it so people don't want to do this anymore. And they're not going to early vote next time because they're going to go, it's just too difficult, right? It's unbelievable, unconscionable.
Well, good for you and your daughter. And thanks for alerting us to that, Matt. We'll get with Jim momentarily. We appreciate it very much.
Right.
Chris Ruddy coming up. And, you know, I'll ask him, Chris, you're aware of what's going on over in Bucks County. Now he's running Newsmax, et cetera. But I'll see if I can get them to go over there, too. This is typical. Yeah, so they said, we got to serve you. Meaning, if you're here before 5 or 4:30, whichever one it is, you can wait, and we'll get to you. That's on you. But we are going to make it as difficult as we possibly can. So what should our response be? More motivation. We don't roll over into a fetal position. We fight back. We beat them every single day, every single Democrat at every single level. And you people out there in Bucks County with your abortions, et cetera, is that all it's about? Maybe you're cheering it on. You like this stuff. These people and Trump people, they don't deserve anything. They're garbage anyhow. Why would we make this comfortable that people are coming to vote? It's supposed to be good government. You have all that money. Where's the Bucks County Courier Times to? Send somebody over there. Cover something. All right, we'll get Jim Worthington on right after Chris Ruddy. That's straight ahead here with Dom. You got the side question. Something from Scandinavia. We had IKEA already, which was a great one. I like recall law is very good. Let me take one more quickly here. Maria in Blackwood. Maria, what's yours?
Okay, yodeling is my really first one.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Yeah, I don't know which of the Scandinavian countries are more yodelers. I'm a little unclear on that, but that is a very good one. All right, here's what we got for you. We got Chris Ruddy, who runs Newsmax. And then we're going to get Jim Worthington out there in the middle of the fray, guys. And we're going to see what they're doing in Bucks County. That seems to me like typical stuff. They'll comply with a court order, which is, if you're in line, we're going to have to serve you. But still only two people? How in the world can you do that? All right, that's all coming up. Chris Ruddy next of Newsmax and your calls with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.